Wednesday night, Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, Or L'Chov Dalet Nisan. We're going back to Hilchos Brachos and Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, and we're going to do Simen Nun Gimel. Din is very, very complicated Simen. Not complicated, but there's a lot of parts to it. Din Rote V'Mashke Shul Peres V'Yerakos. What bracha you make on the juice that comes out of fruit or vegetables. So there's different ways. You could cook it and juice comes out. You could squeeze it and juice comes out. They used to plant, maybe they still do, you could plant like juice oranges. They have juice oranges. So the crop is planted for the purpose of its juice, not for the what's called besar hapri, the meat of the fruit. So it's all different dinim. It essentially revolves around what the crop was planted for, as we'll see. And also there's a difference if it comes out by itself, if it's squeezed, or if it's cooked. Cooking is assumed to be the juice or the liquid that comes out of fruit or vegetable when it's cooked, in the Rishonim, has more of the essence of the fruit than if you just squeeze it. Squeezing it is just, Gemara calls it Zeya Ba'alma. It's moisture. Moisture. It doesn't have it's not called an apple. It's called juice. It's just, you know, it's liquid juice. It's not liquid apple. Wine is liquid grape, so to speak. Maybe that's also wrong. Wine has its own chashivas.
Does it also matter the texture of the fruit itself? Oranges are 60-70% liquid versus an apple is...
I don't think we'll come across such a thing, but it's a point to keep in mind. Maybe let's keep it in mind. Okay, let's learn. We're getting ahead of us. I just wanted to give like a picture of what we'll be learning about. Sif Aleph. Kol ha-peiros v'yirakos, fruits, vegetables, shesochton, that he squeezed it out. And he extracted the juice. V'holtzi mehen mashkin, mevorech al mashkin shehakol. It's just moisture. Zeya ba'alma. It's not called the essence of the fruit. You're not going to be making a bar pri ha'etz. You make a shehakol. That's point one. When you squeeze it out. V'chein devash hazov min hatmorim. They called it oil. Honey. They called it honey. It oozes out of the dates, or it's the same thing if you squeeze it out. The thick juice is, they had honey, dvash in the Torah is dvash in the Shivas Haminim of Eretz Yisrael. Dvash is tamarim. Ki ein mashke nikra pri, because the liquid is not called the fruit, therefore it's not ho'etz, it's shakol. Rak, the exception being Hayayin v'shemen zayis. Wine is considered like the goal. The vine, a grapevine has two goals. When Hashem made the Bria, we could talk about, he had two purposes for this vine, for this tree. One is the fruit, grapes, and the other one is wine. Wine is not just the liquid extract, moisture, that comes out of the grape. Wine is wine. Like it's very, very chashuv. And thus, and we call it, therefore it's the pri ha'etz. Now really, the bracha we make on wine is bori pri ha'etz, really. Because when we say bori pri ha'gofen, or gefen, if you're Sfardi, gefen means the tree. You're not saying bori pri ha'anov, the pri of the grape. You're not making a bracha on the fruit of the grape, and like you're thinking of the wine as the fruit of the grape. No, gofen is the vine, the tree. So you could say borei pri ha'etz, which is kloli, and you say borei pri ha'gofen. Gofen meaning you're specifying the tree. Now that's super duper chashuv. In other words, we have learned, and we will learn, and we have learned, the more specific a bracha is, the more chashuv it is. The more chashuv the food, the more specific of a bracha it gets. Why are you thanking Hashem? So you say, Shakol Nia Bidvaro. You know, okay, thanks. But you get specific, specific, specific. So now, You say Borei Pri HaEitz. That's, you don't say Borei Pri HaApple Tree, Borei Pri HaOrange Tree, Borei Pri HaPear Tree. We don't do that. Borei Pri HaEitz. Klali. Wine is the exception. The only exception. We're going to see. So there's two exceptions by wine. First of all, you're not making a shakol. You're making the equivalent of a Borei Pri HaEitz. You're calling the wine the fruit of the tree, the fruit of the vine, Pri HaEitz. And Chazal will misaken a special bracha, not klali Borei Pri HaEitz, but prati Borei Pri HaGofen. Because wine is misameach, it actually satiates you, it makes you full. The Gemara goes through the qualities of wine in the beginning of the sixth parak of Brachas, and therefore they made a special, special bracha. Olive oil has one of the two qualities, meaning olive oil is so choshev that it's considered the fruit of the olive tree. But they didn't make a special bracha for it, you only make a Borei Pri HaEitz. You don't make a Borei Pri HaEitz Zayas. That they didn't do. One of the two things of one, and really in this siman, the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch has only focused on the first chiddush, that you're not making shakol. Saying liquids, you squeeze out the fruit, you make a shakol. There's two exceptions to that. Wine and olive oil. They are so choshev that you make you don't make a shakol, but they are considered the fruit of the tree. And you make a Borei Pri HaEitz. By wine, there's like another chiddush that they made a special bracha, Borei Pri HaGofen, not Borei Pri HaEitz.
Maybe back then, and I don't know, but today olive oil seems to be more of a tofu.
The Gemara raises your problem. The Gemara says, I hear what you're saying conceptually, but just when would a person make a bracha on olive oil? If you drink it in a cup, it's bad for you, it's mazik you. You're certainly not going to make a bracha on that. If you pour it over your salad, you're not going to make a bracha on it. It's tofel. So what? So the Gemara ultimately says that it's talking about where you're using the oil, olive oil, for its medicinal purposes. So you have a sore throat. You're not drinking it straight because it's mazik you. You're pouring like a lot of oil, more than normal, into the salad. And your real intention is not the salad, whereby the oil is a tofel because it's just the salad dressing, but your real intention is to drink the oil, but you can't drink plain oil, it'll be harmful, so you're doing it this way. You're pouring a lot of oil on the salad, and you're eating the salad. In such a case, the salad's the tofel, and the oil's the ikker. So what bracha do you make on the oil? Not a shakol, but a Borei Pri HaEitz. Because olive oil has that chashivas. But it's hard to figure out a case where you would be making a bracha on olive oil. And the Gemara goes through this whole cheshbon of just when would you be making a bracha on olive oil. V'shem and zayasu, gam ken choshev, im nehenem imenu, if he benefited from it, if he enjoyed it. Hano, v'inyan shu tzorech levarech olav. We just explained what would be the case where it's not mazik and not a tofel. Usually it's going to be one of the two. 95% of the time it's going to be either mazik if you drink it straight or a tofel if you use it as a dressing. So again, you have to remember Borei Pri HaEitz, that's the same as wine. That part of the chiddush that it's not shakol, it's Borei Pri HaEitz, is the same as wine. And the idea, the concept is that they are the fruit of the tree. They are the purpose of the tree, the goal of the tree. It's not just a byproduct that you can extract. You can get a cup of orange juice out of an orange. It's more than that.
Why isn't it?
What?
If it's the same as wine, then why isn't it? Why isn't it? Why isn't the bracha Borei Pri HaEitz?
Because it doesn't have the quality of misameach and satiates. That's why they gave wine a special bracha, because it has certain super qualities. The chashivas of wine is the same as the chashivas of olive oil, and that's why you're not making shahakol. Not just because it's chashiv. It's much more specific and precise than just to say it's chashiv. It is, because it's chashiv, it is the intent of the tree. It is the purpose in the bria, so to speak. that's the purpose. So it is taka the pre hagofen or the pre haetz. The point of orange juice and apple juice, etc., this is not the pre. This is like a byproduct which you manage to extract out of the pre. But this is not the goal of planting an apple tree, so to speak, conceptually. Okay. Payroll she'ein darko sivbeis. Payroll she'ein darko l'bishol el l'ochlan chayim im bishlan mevorech al harotev shahakol. Now, if you have occasion to make a bracha on the rotev, rotev is the mashke that comes out of it, the liquid, the moisture, the liquid. Now, it should be spoken out when you're eating the fruit together, right? You cooked up a fruit soup, and you're eating the pieces of fruit. So you're going to make a bar priyat, and you're not going to make a bracha at all. You don't have to worry about what bracha to make on the liquid, because the liquid's a tuffel to the fruit. So that's why he's talking about in bishlan mevorech al harotev shehakol. It means you're eating it alone, right? You're drinking it alone. So we're going to stop here. His point in this sentence, and now it starts to get complicated, but in this sentence he's saying that cooking is the same as squeezing. There are Rishonim that say there are Rishonim in the Gemara that say that's when you cook you'll make ha'etz, because the essence of the fruit is to be found now in the liquid. When you squeeze, you're just squeezing out the moisture. When you cook it, it was the essence goes into it, and you can make a bar priyotz. It's liquid apple. Kids of Shulchan Aruch paskening. No. That's not. We don't paskening like that. Mandiyama like those we've shown him. And cooking is the same as squeezing. Now, we'll pick it up from here tomorrow night. Blinada. He's going to talk about what I said before. The other element. If it was planted for the purpose of cooking, like really. See, an orange only has one myla. Even if you plant a juice orange, but then you squeeze it. The kids of Shulchan Aruch is going to hold, you need both qualities to make ha'etz. You need that it was planted for that purpose, to get the juice, and the juice was achieved through cooking, not through squeezing. Okay. Anybody have a car here? What? So, can you wait for me 3 minutes and then take me to a later stop? Thank you. And that was captured on